Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And as my partner said, there is nothing to see. And that's on purpose. For if indeed there was a three-dimensional show to be had, it would be convincing every time. And there would be hundreds that would come in to see the show, having no idea what it meant or how it was driven by the love of God. They would have no idea of the centeredness that was here. They'd have no idea that I, as Cryon, knows everything about every one of you in the most delightful way. The celebrations you've had, the times that you've cried, the frustrations, the victories, have been them for all of them. And this has been our promise from the beginning, because you were only visiting. You're from the same place I'm from. And none of that would be seen. Instead, it would be a show. A show of colors or lights or oddness or strangeness. The people off the streets would flood in just to see it. They'd assign their own meanings and values to it. Then there would be the groups who were against it and for it. And they'd have no idea what was really happening. And dear ones, this is why it is the way it is. It must be a system that is mature, that talks to the consciousness of the old soul. You'd be amazed at some of the old souls on the planet. Some of them don't want to come to this room. They're old souls, but they're on vacation. But they're old souls. Some old souls will come in here unwilling and sit and listen, and they'll know they're old souls. But they will leave unchanged because they don't choose to change at this point in time. And all of these things are known, and there is no judgment, not one. It's all appropriate. Each one of you has your own unique life's path. And this life's path is developed not through what happened to you this lifetime, but all of them. Old souls have lived this planet so many times, and other places even before that. But the Akash is alive with the emotion and the concepts of what you've learned on Earth. And so you sit today in the chair as a culmination of all you've learned. And you've taken turns. You've taken turns in genders, in skin colors, in languages, in wealth and poverty. And you know what it feels like. And pretty soon that well of knowledge fills up so that there are no secrets. And it gives you the compassion, should you choose to have it, to look at any other human being and know what they feel. That's the old soul. And so the invitation, especially this year, is to collapse the bubble of fear and all of the things that have been structurally taught to you in this box that you would call tradition, who you are, what you're supposed to be, who you think you're supposed to be, and instead come forward with who you are. And the core of who you are, dear human being, is a compassionate soul who is awakening and flowering on this planet would change. Slowly you are putting away the puzzles of life. And if you've listened to the channels, you know the potentials are there that you must work on yourself. And you know that these things are not going to be handed to you, but they're going to be easier than ever before. There are those in the room who have puzzles of health, and I know who you are. There are those who have secrets, and all you do is smile, no one knows. Worries, issues. There are those who have come to this room to simply celebrate, and I know who you are as well. Those who have come to just feel the energy and sit and enjoy the beauty of finally understanding who you are. We could sit here all day. And I could ask you to listen to the music that is playing that you all know at a subconscious level that is always there on the other side of the veil that you look forward to hearing, sung by an angelic choir in light. It is always there. A reminder of family, a reminder of the fact that you're never alone, a reminder of who you are. And we've used a term before, a child of God. It is an earthly term, a 3D term. It's much bigger than that. You are parent and child at the same time when you're on my side of the veil, a piece of the Creator itself. And you wonder why we sit at your feet and why we congratulate you for passing this marker that has been amazing. For it has only been literally in the last 25 years that you turned it around with free choice. Free choice. And that's why there is no light show here today. It wouldn't be fair, would it? Well, for some, there is a light show. For the ones who have opened their consciousness to multidimensional things, they see and they feel. And they know that this is more than what it appears. There are some just coming online and listening and feeling and saying, oh my goodness, it might be real. And then they are starting to listen with new ears. I invite you, human being, if you're a doubter, to challenge all that is you at the very DNA level. Is this real? And throw away the intellect that sits upon you and says, it can't be, it can't be, it can't be. And why can't it be? Is that what you were told? Why can't it be? Is that because of some rule that you've made up, or maybe your parents told you? And the answer is, there is a box of structure that you commit to on your own, by yourself, that says, this is the way things work, therefore nothing else can get out of the box. And maybe it's time to make the box bigger. And that's why there's no show here in 3D. And so the old souls know. We are here to congratulate you, to love you, and to tell you that it is true that things are getting better. Tonight we're going to give a message that was given last night. We're going to do it slightly different, and I've told my partner this, because the information needs to be out there in the way that I'm giving it, for you to analyze it, for you to see it, for you to feel it. It's going to be very current in its own way. There is a recalibration of thinking going on this planet, and the old souls are the drivers of it. One of the questions that has not been asked: how many old souls are seniors and how many are young people? And you would be amazed at the answer. Now, in this room, it's disproportionately represented. Some of you will know what I mean. But almost all of you here are old souls. And so you will understand that you have a connection to the other old souls on the planet, some of whom would not come to this meeting but would hear this message. They feel safe listening, but not in attending. It's not necessarily for them just yet. There are a lot of things hiding that will begin to change this planet that you are not seeing on the news, that the leadership doesn't even know. Percolating under the hood, as they say. We'll speak of some of them this evening. Dear ones, it is not an accident you are in the chair. We see you there. We know you. It is good to see you, my friend. And so it is.